As you know, the last few weeks we've been on what I call the Eucharistic retreat, going through the chapter 6, the Bread of Life discourse from St. John. And in those weeks, we were building up to this very day, and how beautiful when we would have heard at sacred Mass this very gospel, we paused. We paused to celebrate the feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. How appropriate for us to see the rewards of the gift that Mary gave us in her Son when he took on flesh, because when he took on flesh, then he could come and be true food for us. It was Mary's willingness to be the handmaiden that she could watch her Son go to the cross, knowing that not only would he rise from the dead, he would leave us with a memorial of his love, a real, true flesh and blood memorial, that we may eat of the sacrifice of the Lamb and the bread of life. In that retreat and the homilies I was giving, I wanted to call to mind two things. That the progression of chapter 6 was to move us in understanding what it meant to be a sacrament. Jesus becomes the living sacrament. He stands in the present time. He points back to history and the man in the desert. And he allows the people to grasp the reality that something old that we believed in is happening again. But it's happening now. And it's happening through Jesus. And as Jesus challenged them, as we heard over the past few weeks, he challenged them out of their comfort zone. Not what they wanted was simply food for the journey, their earthly journey. He wanted to be true sacrament, pointing to what was coming next. And that is that he is the bread of life, and whoever eats of his flesh and drinks of his blood will live forever. And we saw the people struggle and balk against this because they were much more comfortable with God tending to them in their daily needs and not necessarily thinking of what was coming next, what was far greater, the eternal kingdom. The other thing I mentioned and is so important, and I see it lived out here today, and I saw it lived out in the masses that are offered with the people coming back to sacred Mass, is that Jesus wanted to be companions with us. He wanted us to be his companion. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI gives this definition of companion: making another necessary. How beautiful to think that's what it means when we say our companions. We make each other necessary. Once again, worth repeating, Benedict XVI, our Holy Father, said, "Sure, the miracle of the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish was only what God could provide. But he said the real miracle was that over 5,000, probably more like 10,000, found Jesus necessary, for they had come to seek him out. And Jesus made himself necessary in their life when they're able to accept what we hear in the gospel today. Amen, amen, I say to you, this bread that comes down from heaven is the body and blood for which I will offer to you. Real flesh, real food. Do you believe this?" And your presence here today says to me, "Yes, Lord, we believe that this is true. For you are the living Christ." At that moment, when we come to realize that receiving Jesus in the Holy Eucharist is the source and summit of our lives, the reason why we gather, then we're true companions on this journey, making each other necessary in our lives of prayer, as you've been doing for me and for all those who are sick. Necessary with each other to support the truth of the Holy Eucharist in the face of the world that doesn't even think much about God's existence. But when you come up to receive Holy Communion, you say to Jesus, "I'm making you necessary in my life, a priority." And so in this today, this procession of the Blessed Holy Eucharist, and the gift of stopping and pausing in the life of the saints teach us how to continue to journey, not just seeking what he can give to us in our daily lives, but what he promises to give us eternal. The Blessed Virgin Mary and all the other saints that we will honor today, they made Jesus necessary by being selfless, offering them their own lives for the glory of the kingdom. And you may say, how did they do that? And I can guarantee you, it was because they received the body and blood of Jesus Christ. They were nurtured with grace and strength and perseverance. So today, this gospel that we hear would have been our Sunday gospel. And it would have been no less than it is this evening to say, Jesus promised. He becomes sacrament for us. His presence, his true presence, is in our midst. His true love is received in the Eucharist and the promise that is to come for those who celebrate and eat of this banquet will live forever.